Chapter 61. The bullet tore across the water like a high-speed hydroplane, steering with a firm grip on the yoke as the turbo diesels whined loudly under full power behind him. Pitt shot Giordino a quick glance from the pilot seat. "You were wrong about her top speed," he said, nearly yelling to be heard. Giordino craned his head toward the navigation screen, where a small readout indicated that they were traveling at 43 knots. "Always better to under-promise and over-deliver," he replied with a thin smile. Seated in the passenger seat behind them, Lieutenant Laszlo found no such mirth. The brawny commando felt like he was inside a blender as the bullet pitched and rolled over the waves. Struggling repeatedly to stay in his seat, he finally discovered the straps to a seatbelt and buckled himself tightly in, hoping he could forego a bout of seasickness. Pitt had caught a break when the Takuma returned him to the Aegean Explorer. The bullet had already been fully fueled and prepped for launching. Rousing Giordino, they hurriedly deployed the submersible. When Laszlo realized that Pitt had a real chance of chasing down the tanker, he quickly insisted on joining them. They soon found themselves screaming through the busy Dardanelles Strait in the dead of night, dodging ships in a desperate race toward Istanbul. It took all of Pitt's focus and energy to keep the bullet on an even keel while slipping between the tankers and merchant ships traveling in both directions. A bright set of xenon headlights helped improve visibility, while Giordino provided a second set of eyes to detect smaller vessels or debris in the water. It wasn't the way Pitt would have preferred to travel through the historic waterway. With a love of history, he knew that both Xerxes and Alexander the Great had led their armies in opposite directions across the strait formerly known as the Hellespont. Not far from Çanakkale, on the southwest shore, stood Troy, site of the Trojan War. And farther north, on the opposite shore, were the landing beaches where the failed Allied campaign of Gallipoli originated in World War I. The beaches and barren hillsides were simply a blur to Pitt, whose eyes darted between the navigation screen and the black waves ahead that quickly vanished beneath the speeding bow. The narrow passage of the Dardanelles soon opened into the broad waters of the Sea of Marmara. Pitt relaxed slightly, now that he had more room to maneuver about the scattered string of ships, and was thankful that the open water remained calm. Passing by the northern tip of the island, named Marmara, he was diverted by the sound of Rudy Gunn's calm voice calling over the radio.
"Aegean Explorer calling Bullet," Gunn said.
"This is Bullet. What do you have for me, Rudy?" Pitt replied over a radio headset.
"I can give you a tentative confirmation. Hiram located an updated sat image that appears to show the vessel in question entering the Dardanelles."
"Do you know what time that was?"
"Looks to be about 2300 hours local time," Gunn replied.
"You might want to give Sandecker a call back."
"I already have. He said he'll wake some people up over here."
"He better. There may not be much time. Thanks, Rudy."
"Be careful and stay afloat. Explorer out."
"Let's just hope Jellic doesn't own the Turkish Navy and the Coast Guard, too," Giordino muttered. Pitt wondered how far Jellic's corrupt reach actually extended, but there was little he could do about it now. He glanced at the nav screen, noting that they were now traveling at 47 knots, the bullet finding more speed as her fuel load was burned down.
"Can we catch them if we have to?" Laszlo asked.
Pitt looked at his watch. It was 4 a.m., A quick mental calculation told him that at their respective top speeds, both vessels would approach Istanbul in about an hour.
"Yes," he replied. But he knew it would be close. Very close.